Introductions on Classical WFMT is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, a maker and restorer of string instrument bows at 226 South Wabash Avenue, on the web at johnnorwoodlee.com. Thank you for downloading this Classical WFMT podcast. Some music has been removed for copyright reasons.
Good morning. This is Introductions, WFMT's weekly feature of top pre-college musical talent from the Chicago area. I'm Robbie Ellis. We've got a recital today from 18-year-old Lily Yoshihara. She's a recent graduate of James B. Conant High School in Schaumburg, and she's a violin student of Taka Matsunaga, director of orchestras at Elmhurst University, and Bernardo Arias, who's on the faculty at Midwest Conservatory of Music in Schaumburg. She's been a member of the Midwest Philharmonic Orchestra since 2013, and this year she was concertmaster of Illinois' All-State Honors Orchestra and a fellow of Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative. Later on this hour, she'll play some solo Bach, a Wieniawski Polonaise, and the Fantasy No. 1 of Tokyo composer Ikuma Dan. First, though, here's the opening movement of the Violin Sonata No. 1 of Johannes Brahms. Joined by Yoan John Kwon on piano, here is 18-year-old violinist Lily Yoshihara on Introductions.
Thank you.
The first movement of Johannes Brahms' first sonata for violin and piano was marked Vivace ma non troppo, lively but not too lively. Making her WFMT debut today is violinist Lily Yoshihara, 18 years old from Schaumburg. Lily Yoshihara, welcome to Introductions.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, so glad to have you. So tell me why you started your recital today with that Brahms.
So I learned this piece around the same time last year, and it really stuck to me because this sonata is also called the Rain Sonata, and I think the first movement, what it sounds to me is like the sound of raindrops on the window, and I think that's so calming. And also the piano part in the beginning with the chords, I think that also kind of signifies the rain aspect of the piece, so I thought it would be a nice and calm way to start off my program.
Thank you so much. You started on violin at the age of 5. So how did you get your start? Why the violin? Tell me about some of your early experiences.
So I think my parents knew they wanted like their kids to play some sort of instrument. And I think it was between a piano or a violin. And my brother played the piano at the time, so I chose the violin to be different. And then I started taking lessons with my teacher, Taka Matsunaga, when I was 5 years old.
And he's been your teacher continuously since then. We'll talk about him in a second. But you've also been a member of the same orchestra since 2013, since you were 5 or 6 years old, the Midwest Philharmonic Orchestra. It's a long time in the same group. What are some highlights there?
Yeah, so I pretty much grew up in that orchestra, and it's one of the reasons why I love orchestral playing right now. And one of the highlights, I would say, is when we went to LA 2 years ago and performed in the Walt Disney Hall. That was definitely a very significant moment, and it was also a bonding experience with my friends as well.
One of your other teachers is Bernardo Arias, but as you mentioned, Taka Matsunaga, you've been a student of his since the very beginning. He's Japanese, you're Japanese, and the next composer you're going to play is also Japanese. So talk me through the music of Ikuma Dan.
Yeah, so I actually didn't know this composer until my teacher brought it up and he suggested that I play this piece. And it's a very interesting piece. As I was working through it, I noticed that there's a lot of aspects of this piece that are inspired by traditional Japanese instruments. And one example would be in the cadenza, where there's a brief section where I'm plucking the strings. And I think this is very reminiscent of an instrument called the shamisen. And it's kind of plucking, but it's in a very like harsh and aggressive, almost percussive way. And another example would be the piano playing runs throughout the piece. And I think this is very similar to the instrument called koto. And it's basically a 13-string instrument. It's kind of like a harp, and it kind of adds that whoosh effect to the music.
Like a zither or a cymbalum. Yeah,
and yeah.
Hungarian music. Well, thank you so much. I'll let you get ready now. Lily Yoshihara, she's going to be on violin along with Yoan John Kwon on piano. We're about to hear the 1973 Fantasy No. 1 for violin and piano of Ikuma Dan, recorded in the Feyen Daniel Levin Performance Studio on Introductions. That was the Fantasy for Violin and Piano from 1973 by Japanese composer Ikuma Dan. Born in Tokyo in 1924 into a prominent business family, he wrote symphonies, operas, chamber music, songs, film scores, promoted cultural exchange with China, and that's where he died in 2001. You just heard pianist Yoan John Kwon and 18-year-old violinist Lily Yoshihara, who's making her debut on Introductions today. She's here because she filled out our audition form. I take applications at any time, and it's quite straightforward to apply on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. That's also where you can listen back to this episode as a podcast. When we come back, Lily Yoshihara plays some solo Bach and finishes with a flashy Wieniawski showpiece. You're listening to Classical WFMT.
Introductions is sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes, serving the Chicago area for more than 40 years. Introductions is also made possible through the generous support of the Nagani Foundation, the Kiphart Family Foundation, and WFMT members like you.
I'm Robbie Ellis. I'm here today with Lily Yoshihara. She's a violinist, 18 years old, a recent graduate, very recent, of James B. Conant High School and of Midwest Conservatory of Music and of Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative. Lily's been a student of Taka Matsunaga since the age of 5 and more recently also a student of Bernardo Arias. So Lily, you've had some competition success. Tell me all about the Birch Creek Concerto competition, starting with Where is Birch Creek?
So Birch Creek is a two-week residential music camp in Door County, Wisconsin. And there's different sessions, but the one I did was the symphony session. And I've been doing Birch Creek for the past 3 years. And it started because my teacher, Taka Matsunaga, is actually the conductor of the Birch Creek Symphony. And he invited me, among other of his students, to join him. And I applied 3 years ago, and I've had amazing experiences at Birch Creek. And my second year back at Birch Creek, I actually participated in the Clampett Concerto competition. And I did win the competition, and I was able to return last year to perform solo with the orchestra.
What did you play?
I played the first movement of the Sibelius Violin Concerto.
Nice one. All right, stepping completely away from music, one of your extracurricular volunteering pursuits is with a group called Comp Sci Kids. What is Comp Sci Kids? What do you do for them?
So Comp Sci Kids is an organization that started at my high school, and it's basically something that aims to teach students grades 1 through 8 the basics of coding and computer science, since that's not usually a class that's offered to those students, and it's completely student-led, so high school students like me are the ones who create the curriculums, lesson plans, and the ones that teach students. And I had so much fun teaching grades 5 and 6 is the one I did, and it's a great experience both for the mentors like me and the students.
What age did you yourself start programming?
I took my first coding class freshman year of my high school, and it was kind of challenging since I didn't have pre-experience coding, and Comp Sci Kids aims to kind of introduce coding to students before high school so they know if it's something that interests them.
Johann Sebastian Bach is the single most performed composer on Introductions. I haven't done a full statistical analysis, but that's just vibes. What are you going to play of his today?
I'll be playing his Sonata No. 1 in G minor, the first movement, Adagio.
And why'd you pick this particular piece of Bach?
So this piece is the only one in my program that I actually played for college auditions. And when you audition live, usually the faculty, they ask you, what would you like to start with? And they let you pick the first piece that you play for auditions. And I always started with the Adagio, and it was a very reliable and solid piece for me. And it served me very well during audition season, so it only felt right to include it in my program.
And you kept this from audition season, and you got rid of all the other repertoire.
Yes, I've been playing them for like a year, and I kind of needed a refresher, but I did keep the Bach.
Well, here's the great old standby, the Adagio from the G minor solo Bach sonata, played by Lily Yoshihara on Introductions.
Thank you.
opening adagio movement from the solo violin sonata number 1 of Johann Sebastian Bach. All in all, he wrote 6 major solo suites for violin, 3 sonatas, 3 partitas. And Lily Yoshihara was the violinist. You said earlier that Bach was a reliable staple for you in college auditions. And I note that you joined Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative just this 1 year as a senior. A little bit unusual to be in CMPI for just the 1 year. Was that something that you chose to join because you really wanted to prepare for college auditions? What was the reasons for joining?
So I actually found out about CMPI early last year when my orchestra director at school reached out to me, and she said it's a great program that I should audition for. And I was able to audition and join just for my senior year. But CMPI has been so incredibly supportive and helpful during the college application and audition process, which was something that was very new to me, especially the process of recording pre-screens and contacting professors. And it was all very intimidating, but CMPI has been there for me and they supported me every step of the way. And I'm very grateful for CMPI.
You obviously did a whole bunch of auditions and you will be, spoiler alert, going to a college to study violin. How long ago did you decide that you wanted to pursue violin performance in college?
I think about 3 years ago, I would say, is when I was really starting to think of violin as like a future career. And I think it was at Birch Creek that I kind of realized that it's something that I really want to continue doing. I think it was the performance with when I performed Tchaikovsky Symphony No. 6 with the Birch Creek Symphony. And it was just such an exhilarating performance. And I was like, I need to keep doing this in the future as well.
Tchaik 6 is exhilarating because you get 2 lots of applause.
Yes.
Yes, at the end of the third movement as well. To announce things properly, what are your college plans starting in the fall?
In the fall, I will be going to the University of Michigan to dual degree, actually, in violin performance and computer science.
Sounds like a mix of exactly what we've talked about. And final question, it's your last summer as a year-round Chicago resident, and you've told me that you absolutely love going to the summer festivals, Ravinia and Grant Park. What is the top of your highlights list for this summer's season? Have you looked at the seasons?
Yes, I did look at the programs and repertoire for the Grant Park Music Festival, and I definitely want to go to the Rhapsody in Blue concert as well as the Mahler 1 and Beethoven 6.
Lovely highlights, thank you. And your last piece today is
the Wieniawski Polonaise Opus 4.
Thank you so much, Lily Yoshihara, making her introductions debut and finishing her recital today with the Polonaise de Concert by Henryk Wieniawski, joined by Johann John Kwon on piano. You're listening to Introductions. Polonaise de Concert, a Polish dance by a Polish violin virtuoso, Henryk Wieniawski. On violin was Lily Yoshihara, 18 years old from Schaumburg, a recent graduate of James B. Conant High School, Chicago Musical Pathways Initiative, and Midwest Conservatory of Music in Schaumburg, where she studied violin with Taka Matsunaga and Bernardo Arias. As Lily mentioned earlier, she's about to start a dual degree in music performance and computer science at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, in the fall. You can find out more about Lily and listen back to this episode as a podcast on the web, wfmt.com/introductions. That's also where you can audition to be on the show yourself. If you're a pre-college musician in the Chicago area, you are eligible. The pianist in today's show was Yoan John Kwon, and it was recorded in the Faye and Daniel Levin Performance Studio by engineer Max Lebien. I'm Robbie Ellis, producer and presenter of Introductions. Catch you next time as I feature more great young local talent every Saturday at 11 a.m. on Classical WFMT.
We hope you've enjoyed Introductions, sponsored by John Norwood Lee Bowes. To learn more, visit johnnorwoodlee.com.